Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to say, what happened? Sorry about that. Some technical difficulties already. Jesus, I can't even talk right now. Wow. I need some cranberry juice, the special one. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special Friday edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the king of king himself, who's babysitting right now, his son. I am the Hot Rod. And on the line, I have the one and only
Sean Black in the building, trying to stay cool.
Hi, guys. Oh. It's Anitra B. Well, Sean, that was an introduction.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Wow. On a Friday night, look at us. We're doing a show. Wow.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're doing a show right now, because once again, we're busy this weekend with special activities we have to attend. So
yes, but prior commitments, as they say.
Yes, but we feel we should give the guys a little something, you know, for the weekend. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in your thoughts, questions, or comments is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And guys, guess what time it is?
It's time to piss people off.
That's what we do best. Is it that right, my son? Okay, he was looking at me like, shut up, daddy. But
as long as he doesn't spit up all over your computer, then you'd be fine.
Yeah, at least, you know. But, wow. Jared. Where do you go wrong here? Jared Foggy, the a.k.a. the Subway guy.
Yeah.
This past Wednesday, he pleaded guilty to allegations that he paid for sex with girls as young as 16 years old and received child pornography. Of course, Subway released him from his contract. The easiest job in the world is telling people to eat garbage sandwiches and you're making millions of dollars. And you lost that. You gave that away. And now he will face criminal charges, of course, and may face 5 to 12 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He have at least 14 victims that he paid for or whatever, but each victim will get $100,000 each.
Yeah.
Wow. For the record, Jared did sleep with me and when I was young, so I like to keep my share of the money, too.
And that's how the baby came out, huh?
Yes, exactly. And that's how my son was born. Thanks to Jared.
Boy.
All right, Sean Black, take it away. What do you think about this situation that Jared got himself into?
It seems to be along the same lines of things that I've said weeks ago and why I do not worship at the altar of celebrity. We've talked about this before. Nobody knows what a lot of these quote-unquote celebrities do in their private time. Nobody knows what happens when you close the door and turn off the lights, what goes on in their private lives and at home. Here's the issue. When somebody who has always been, from what I've read about Jared from his teenage years and when he was in college and he was extremely overweight, I believe he was like 420 pounds, somewhere in that neighborhood. He was always a guy that was kind of a recluse, stayed away from people, but looked at a lot of porn, did a lot of things that I guess what most people would consider stuff that college kids do. Go look at some porn, go hang out with some friends, whatever's the case. But he was very reclusive, and it caused him to do a lot of eating. He changed his diet, and from all of the things that we've seen, it helped him out. Subway signed him to a huge contract to let him be their spokesman, and he's been a spokesman for 17 years. And all you're paid to do to make $1 million a year is eat sandwiches and that's it. And the indictment and the plea bargaining deal that he got, it's really, really crazy. And there were some other details that came through from the FBI sting that was done on him for over a 4-year period. But just listen to this. Between 2011 and 2015, in April this year, he received from his former business partner that was running his foundation, which is called the Jared Foundation, which is apparently supposed to help children in their cities, and it's supposed to be a really big charity, received multiple pornographic images of minors engaging in sexually explicit contact. There were thousands of videos and CDs, cell phones, smartphones. All of this stuff was brought up during the entire incident, over years and years and years, as they raided his house. Fogle had conversations with Taylor about the child porn, but instead of alerting authorities, he chose to benefit from such production by obtaining access to a significant amount of such material. This is all in the plea deal and the indictment. Images and videos were recorded by Taylor himself at his home through the use of hidden cameras. Between 2012 and February of 2013, Fogle traveled from Indiana to New York, as you stated a little bit earlier, to have sex with minors in posh hotels that cost over $1,300 to $1,700 a night. So he was having room and board with the millions of dollars that he earned from eating sandwiches and going and having sex with children. It's crazy.
Okay,
one victim actually told the investigator that she had sex with him twice when she was 17 in exchange for money. Once at the Plaza Hotel, the other one at the Ritz-Carlton. I mean, this is absolutely crazy.
Now, that's for the teenager, that's living a life. So you got to look at her side. Here's this guy about to pay me money I don't make because, of course, she's underage. Staying at a fancy hotel. This is like a dream come true. For some females, I don't condone it. But you look at the girl side point of view, like, hey, if he's paying me for sex, why not? Well, who knows? The girl is probably not a virgin anyway. With these kids having sex at an early age these days,
and
like,
that's another good question to bring up. Also,
like, we don't know. It was like for Jared to do his research and find out of nowhere in New York a 16-year-old girl. Okay, number one, where were the parents at that time? I didn't know. This is where Anisha come in with her, you know, tracking on her daughter all the time. What do you know your girl go to at 60 years old? What are you doing out? I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm going to Central Park. I'm going to the Plaza Hotel. It's like there's more to the story that we know, of course.
Of course. And you know, because of the fact that it's Jared, a lot more information is going to be known, including a lot of the information that happened with the woman who did with the FBI informant, who said that Jared basically came to her and would explain all of his deviancy, like trying to convince her to put cameras in her house so she can watch her kids. He had no preference whether it was male kids or female kids, to look at the kids on these hidden cameras so that he could record them and get his jollies off of watching kids in their house doing normal kid things. This is the craziness. He actually, he was quoted as saying to her that, "I think young kids are hot." Like, literally.
Okay, Anisha B., your daughter is hot.
Oh, my God. I would punch him in his face. There's really no real way to keep tabs. It's educating and trust. And unfortunately, kids are just let loose out into the world, and their parents don't keep tabs on them the way they're supposed to. That's how shit like this happens. The question is, where are you going? Where are you gonna, you know, where are you gonna be? If you move location, let me know. You know, these conversations, unfortunately, aren't had as much as they should be.
Okay, so now to his defense, quote-unquote, people say that he has a mental problem. Of course, you know, they're going to come up with excuses for him. So do you think he has a mental problem or he's just sick in the head?
I believe everybody does that goes through this kind of situation, unless something happened to him when he was younger that we have no idea of, because this sounds like what that path that you hear about where if somebody is a sexual deviant or is into pedophilia, chances are that they had something in their lives prior that happened to them. Maybe he was a victim prior himself. And I'm not going to excuse or exonerate him for any of the heinous crap that he's been charged and is actually copped a plea to. There's got to be something that started all of this.
Or he just, you know, I'm a millionaire. Let me abuse my power. Let me see how far can I go with this thing.
Yeah.
Because people with money come up with crazy ideas sometimes.
Mm,
thought, but why children? I think that's a question all of us like to know. You could go to any woman, pay her off, enjoy yourself. And you know, and the sad part is, ladies and gentlemen, he is married with two children of his own.
Well, he won't be for much longer after that, for sure.
But it makes you wonder, if he get his rocks off watching other kids, it makes you ask, does he touch his own kids inappropriate?
Oh, I hope not.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as what I think, as far as learning anything else out of this bizarre story. I mean, I think it was maybe a month ago when we heard that the head of his foundation was arrested for child pornography and they raided his house. I think I remember, Hot Rod, we talked about this like about a month or so ago, and it was like, well, we hope nothing is going on with him. They're just checking his house to see if he's helping to get his friend put in jail because maybe he knows something. We weren't thinking Jared was actually a part of this crap. Why would you think that? You know, he's got his whole life ahead of him. He's not even 40 years old. He's making millions of dollars. He lives in a nice, like, a mansion in the Indianapolis area where he was raised and grew up there, married with two kids. He's living the life, so to speak. And then this pops up.
And it does make you wonder, like, once again, people probably look up to him, run a great foundation for kids. And it's like, why? That's the major question. Why you want to do something like this? Well, I mean, we all, like Anisha and I talked about last night, we all have our sexual fantasies one way or another. Sean and I, we watch special movies from time to time. It's normal for guys and women to watch movies. But to watch innocent children and to get your sexual power off, why? Why you want to abuse little children? Why a young girl? The younger the better.
Exactly. Young girls, young boys, it shouldn't make a difference. This is just not normal behavior. Something is going on in the mind that deviates somebody to think that that is particularly normal. And based on the conversation that he had with the FBI informant, she basically stated that he came across as very arrogant about the fact that he was doing this. In a very flippant attitude, very matter-of-factly, just opened up and said what he said about, you know, instances and his attraction to children. And this is like going down the rabbit hole, and I don't think we're going to like anything that we find even more so than what we know now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
See, I don't get it. You know what? It's mind-boggling to me because most of my childhood friends all had children very early. You know? So all their kids now are between the ages of 16 to 20, 21 in some cases. And when I see them and I see their kids, I don't look at them like, oh, God, he's hot. Ew! I just don't get the mindset. Like, how do you find? I don't get it.
And that's the tough thing, you know. We live in a society that is hypersexualized in the first place. the hypocrisy of that whole hypersexuality is the fact that on television and in movies, in print media, in music, you hear everything about violence, you hear about guns, you hear about murder, and that's perfectly fine when you see it on TV and in books and things of that nature. But then when you hear about somebody talking about nudity on television, people get in an uproar. If we remember the whole Janet Jackson Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction of a few years ago, the nation lost their mind. Something that is part of a human body shown on national television. But when it comes to the ideal that it's quote-unquote okay for a grown male or grown female, grown person in general, to take a liking to somebody of a young age that is impressionable and is still learning about themselves, and to further muddle their thinking with this trash that a lot of people have, and in doing so, trying to find out why this is the case, then you start going down a lot of avenues that you don't even want to touch or even go anywhere near. And we, three of us, can't fathom this as something that's normal. So you make you wonder where the thoughts come from.
Yeah, but it has to be addressed to prevent other people or other future child molesters, because child molester is a huge thing, and every time we hear these stories, we get outraged by it, because as a father myself, and Nisha as a mother, for someone to touch our child inappropriately, I go to jail. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Mm-hmm.
If my son tell me, yeah, even he's talking. If my son tell me,
even he's upset. Exactly.
If my son tell me, Daddy, Uncle Charlie touched my wee wee. What do you mean, Uncle Charlie touched your wee wee? Well, guess I'm going to jail because I'm gonna kill Uncle Charlie. No one's not allowed to touch my child or any child, period. So, y'all got to carry on. Sean, continue. I got to put my son to bed. Say bye, Ryan.
Goodbye. As part of the agreement that Jared Fogle did, he's going to have to obviously register as a sex offender. He's got to adhere to a pornography ban. He's got to get treatment for sexual disorders. He's not going to have any unsupervised visits with any minors. He's going to be monitored on the computer, so you know he's not going to have any access to any websites. And the other thing that really goes throughout all of this is the fact that we know, as I stated before, there are a ton of things that are now coming out with this whole thing with Jared, including the fact that he actually paid people to kind of recruit young children for his sexual conquests. I mean, this is ridiculous. Like, they're saying that they talked to witnesses that they testified about conversations that he had with other people, giving them like a finder's fee. Like, if you get somebody, I'll give you a small chunk of change to help find people, and we'll do what we have to do. I mean, I know that there's a lot of deviant behavior on this planet with men, women in general. But the fact remains that when it comes to pedophilia, there's still a lot of things that people just don't understand. They don't understand what the triggers are, what starts it. And I remember this goes back to something that I saw on a talk show years ago where they had a former sex offender who had been out of jail for a while. And he knew he had the urges within him. So what he ended up doing is, after he got out of jail, he decided to get castrated so that he would have no sexual urges at all at any time. And the thing is that although that is really extreme, it's that he did it in that sense so that he could, one, not do this to any other children again, because he was molested as a kid. But also, he used that, and then I believe he blurred his identity, and then we're telling people what the signs are of somebody that is a pedophile. So that's one of those things that out there to kind of help people along, try to find out what to do. And when, how do you reconcile that with a celebrity? I mean, as Hot Rod stated earlier, this is a celebrity that people have looked up to. It's like, well, you helped me lose weight. I was very heavy, and then I changed my diet, and then I was able to become more like you, and I'm healthier now. I'm not. And these are the kinds of things that you have to think about. And they're just as human as we are. So from that sense, when trouble comes along, then you have to find out where this is going to go. Where is it going to end? And these are the kinds of issues that happen, unfortunately, if you, as I've stated before, worship at the altar of celebrity. Just rather crazy. I don't know what. How? I'm going to ask you a question, Anisha. Just to throw this out there. Let's say that your daughter is 14, 15 years old, and she has a liking to a particular celebrity or a singer or whatever the case. And then you find out through the news that this person did some heinous crime, is a pedophile, or killed animals, or stabbed his parents, or whatever the case. How would you explain to a child that young what's the next course to take, and how do you make sure that that person doesn't lose faith in all humanity and it doesn't hurt that child to the point where they just lose it?
Well, darling, a 15-year-old is not a 10-year-old. You explain it in layman's terms. You tell them exactly what's going on, what this person did, and if you have to show them the article or articles or whatnot, you do so. You don't sugarcoat it.
Okay,
When you sugarcoat stuff like that, is when things happen. Because then when you're sugarcoating things, you always say to yourself, should I say this? Should I mention this? Is this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just don't do that. You put it out there. And you're like, this is what's going on. This is what this psycho did. And this is, you know, like you just put it out there. You tell the truth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll do you guys one better. Remember the Michael Jackson situation years ago?
Yes.
When the kids were sleeping over at the Neverland Ranch, whatever it was called?
Yes.
If you heard stories like that, why are you going to send your child over there in the first place?
Because people are stupid.
Do you trust a complete stranger? I mean, you don't trust your children to sleep over at like a stranger's place because that person is a celebrity? As Sean said it before, think about that. So if something like that does happen the first time, of course, you know, you take the proper action. But if it happens again, whose fault is it? The pedophile or the parent?
Both. It's the pedophile's
Why?
Fault because he should know better, and it's the parent's fault for putting their child in that situation knowing who that person is.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean.
No, go ahead.
No, okay. Well, what happened if my son come up and told me, oh, Jared, Michael Jackson, or Sean Black, a celebrity that you look up to, had touched me, that cannot be that person. That person would never do that. I know that person for years. He would never do that because of their celebrity status. Not because, you know, you don't want to... Who will believe that Michael Jackson or so-and-so will touch... of the children part. I'm not saying that Michael Jackson did, but let's go to the truth back then. It was a huge story back then, years ago. Well, what? How long ago, Sean? 10 years ago, you think?
I think so. Roughly. I think it about 2006, 2004, somewhere
well,
in
guys,
that neighborhood. Yeah.
Guys, let me explain something to you. Michael Jackson was one of my biggest... I was a huge fan. I've seen him live when he was in Madison Square Garden. I'm a huge fan. I have always been. Do I think that he was a sicko? Of course. Do I think the stories are true? But that's my opinion. But he was, his talent was insane. But would I allow my child to go to, no. Absolutely not. I can admire his talent from afar. That's why we have computers and, you know, he provides music.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sean, take it away.
Here is the issue. As far as Michael Jackson goes, and I stated this before, I don't know what it is about celebrities, whether they're a singer, a dancer, an actress, actor, whatever. There seems to be this aura of invincibility surrounding a celebrity where adults, teenagers, children believe everything is great, depending on the celebrity that is, and that they couldn't possibly do anything illegal or something that's not above board, like you just stated with Michael Jackson. There have been tons of celebrities that have done crazy things. We talked about the Woody Allen instances from years ago where he was having an affair on his wife with his adopted daughter, who is now his current wife. Or
that's
Roman
awesome.
Polanski, who was suspected of having sex with an underage girl, which led him to flee the country, and he has not returned to the country since. There are a number of celebrities that have done crazy things that have either gotten away with it or nobody would think that this is capable or something that somebody would do. And the reason why that is because everybody believes, for the most part, that celebrities are infallible on some level, that just because they're making a lot of money, they have a particular reputation on camera or on TV, a game show host or a singer or an actor or actress that portrays a certain image, i.e. a Bill Cosby or of any of that nature, you think that that's how they are. That's the way they live. And you sort of treat them like the characters that they portray when they're just as human as I are. They bleed the same way. They go to the bathroom the same way, we think. You have to also understand they are also capable of evil like regular normal human beings, and it happens on a much more regular basis that people want than people want to admit. And when we stop worshiping celebrities like they're above everyone else and treat them as the humans that just have a higher paying job with a lot more stressful workloads than a lot of other people, just like doctors, just like lawyers, just like psychiatrists, anybody that has a high pressure job, they're susceptible to doing stupid things just like anyone else, and that's part of the issue.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Bill Cosby because, of course, social media is going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Comparing Jared to Bill Cosby, how the media is not going crazy, talking about Jared because he's white, everybody was talking Bill Cosby because he's black, but Jared, there's evidence.
I'm glad you brought that up.
He touched kids, and go ahead, Nitra, take it away.
No, I have a question for the both of you, actually.
Sure.
You have a question?
I have a question. Now, granted, being Caucasian, being a woman, I obviously don't face nor understand certain, you know, parts of racism that you guys would have either witnessed or endured yourself, obviously. Now, here's my question. The big issue with Bill Cosby was, yes, it was gross what he did, or allegedly did, but it was because of who he was or is, compared to this guy who just worked at Subway. Like, in my mind, I wouldn't compare the two because it's totally two different situations. It's totally two different types of individuals beyond their skin color. Bill Cosby is an icon. He did everything that he did. Like, his statue was in Disney World, Disneyland. Temple University praised him. You know what I mean? Like, he's a big deal. This guy isn't.
You're right. People look at Bill Cosby as American Dad. He has done a lot more. He's on a different scale compared to Jared. Jared is garbage sandwiches. And yes, I do not promote Subway sandwiches because Subway sandwiches are garbage. That's my professional opinion. Mic drop. Well, other than that.
So tell them how you really feel, Hot Rod.
No, but I mean, that's honestly, as both of you are intelligent, professional black men, do you, like what the media is trying to do now and how they're trying to portray both stories, do you agree with what they're trying to do?
No, I don't. Well, go ahead, Sean. Take it.
Yeah, this is my outlook of it. First and foremost, I think we know if anybody's going to try and play the race card as far as the way the media portrays any story, somebody would have said something about it probably a long time ago. As you, first of all of the points that you brought up, Anitra, are pretty much on point as far as the fact that, first of all, Jared, before Subway, before anyone knew who he was a nobody. He was locked up in a room, depressed about maybe his life, his outlook. Nobody knew who he was. Bill Cosby had a 50-year cachet of being a child psychologist, doing entertainment, being a stand-up comedian. He had a reputation way before this scandal hit. So he has a lot more to lose, I would think. Second of all, this has nothing to do with race because, first of all, we're looking at, it's like apples and oranges as far as which crime is worse in the eyes of the media. It's either alleged rape or alleged rape of children. You can't sit there and say this is worse than the other. They're equally disgusting. The issue is now, how is the media going to take this? And it's not like, when we hear about character assassination, and you hear about a particular celebrity, well, the popular tenet that you hear, a lot of African American celebrities that are put in scandals, the popular thought process is, if you've gotten too popular as an African American, somehow some scandal is going to take you down a notch because you're just flying a little bit too high above your pay grade, so to speak. And I don't think that this is the case when it comes to something like this, because Jared is being portrayed as who he is, which is a sick pedophile that was arrogant and tried to get away with it because he was rich. The Bill Cosby instance, completely different in the sense that it seems to have been known for a very long time, but nobody came forward to talk until recently. And now it's being brought to light. I don't know how the media can portray this any different.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I was just, wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see the blatant, overt racism that everybody thinks that's being covered. Well, Jared is he's going to jail, he's going to do this, but I don't see anywhere near the amount of coverage that's happening with this as opposed to, you know why? Because this is a fresh story. This has just started to happen. Now, as I just read earlier, some of the stuff that's been going on, and the Hot Rod you talked about earlier when we first started the topic, think about all of the stuff that's going to come out press over the indictment and the plea agreement and then all of the instances of pedophilia and the instances of all of the tapes and all of the CDs and all of the information and all of the trysts. That's going to be plastered all over the news anyway. So I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think that the media has Jared covered from every corner of the square, whereas the Cosby thing has its own dynamic that's been around since, I guess, once the story broke in, November? Sometime around November where this has been brought up?
Yeah.
Well, so tell that to Milton X and the rest of the people that keep comparing the race issue in this situation. But what about R. Kelly? How can you compare Jared to R. Kelly? Is there a major difference between the two? Besides the peeing part.
Well, outside of the fact that one, I still don't listen to anything R. Kelly does myself, just based on the fact of what we were subjected to seeing when we were both in college. As you showed me the actual film that he claims is not him, but I'm sure we know that it is him. based on the R. Kelly situation, R. Kelly actually engaged in sex on tape with an underage girl. And this is something, it's not like just one person. I believe there's more than one person he had sex with in this video that he was with. But it can't be understated that these are children. Children of an impressionable mind, impressionable age. They still are growing mentally, physically, psychologically, physiologically. And the fact that you have to bring something up into this as sex, which for a lot of young people can be a detriment because they don't know the emotions involved and the other things that are involved, people using sex as a weapon, unprotected sex, put on video, and now shown on the internet, this is just ridiculous. But yet R. Kelly got away with a lot of this, which I still don't understand how.
Easy. That was then, this is now. Back then, internet was popular, but not everyone have it. Compared to now, there's so many access to this disgusting pornography. When we saw the tape years ago, we saw it on VHS. Remember that.
Yes.
There's no more such thing as VHS anymore. Everything is online on smartphones. So there's so many, you can put cameras everywhere now. And, of course, we have a caller. Guess who this caller is?
We got to hear this one.
Hey, dog, you're in the house.
Good evening. Hey, good evening, everyone. How's everybody doing? What's up, Anitra? What's up, Hot Rod? What's up, Sean Black? How you guys doing tonight?
We're hanging in there. How you doing?
Hello?
Hey, thank you for calling in on a Friday night. Thank you. We appreciate
that. Hey, doing
good. Okay, what's your intake about Jared?
Well,
the Subway
of course.
Guy?
I mean, come on now. I would. Oh boy, let me start by saying this. Number one, when it comes to celebrities, we got to remember that these people are not immortals. They are not, oh my God, they're angels sent from heaven. They're regular people. And number two, with that being said, Jared, oh boy, how could I start? I just got so many things to say about this thing with Jared.
So spit it out.
Here's a man who, I'll spit it. Oh, okay, I'll let it all out. Well, here's what I got to say about this whole thing, is that here's a guy who was an average Joe who, was kind of like an outcast in high school. Let's just say a nerd. And you deal with self-esteem issues, and then you start eating like you said, Hot Rod, the garbage Subways. Jeez, I don't know how anybody could eat that stuff. Have you tasted the bread lately, man? That stuff tastes stale. But anyway,
wow.
You eat all this.
I guess none of us are going to be doing any Subway commercials anytime soon.
Okay.
No, I doubt that.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm telling it like it is. Now. Here's what I got to say about the whole thing. Now, you go ahead, you eat all this healthy stuff, you lose all the weight, and you become a spokesperson for Subways, and automatically you become a role model for good health. Now, here's the other situation. What we didn't know is what is done in the dark is soon brought to light. I hope I said that correctly.
Yeah.
Now, it comes to the light that you're nothing but a dirty, no good, pervert child molester. I mean, to look at child pornography. Now, this is the thing, guys, about child pornography. We didn't mention this, but it's unbelievable that this stuff is online. This kind of sickness is online, and a lot of people have been downloading this kind of garbage. I mean, it's really a scary thought. Because you don't know who's watching this kind of garbage. I mean, it's just disgusting, that children are being exploited that way in, with this child pornography. As a matter of fact, guys, I wanted to point out something else to you. In other parts of the world, there's a photographer, what's his name again, who takes photo as an art, but his subjects are little underage girls in the nude. Could you believe this? And here in the U.S., that they caught a couple of people. They caught a couple of people who were, you know, caught watching child pornography, and yet they had that artist's pictures in their homes. I was reading that, as a matter of fact, as I was, we were looking into it at work today. We were just sitting there shaking our heads, saying, "I can't believe this kind of stuff exists." And you know, with Jared, I mean, this right here, I mean, and even worse, to be married with children and doing such disgusting acts like this. I mean, asking for sex from underage girls. I mean, come on, man. Are you serious?
He was having people. He was paying people to recruit children and then giving them a finder's fee on the
to
side.
Have sex.
Thanks for the tip on the kid. Here's some money. I mean, this is how Bob Hart got.
Yeah.
At that point, who's more sick? The person who wants to go out to find the kid, or the person who wants the kid?
Wait,
I mean,
the person that accepts the money, that's even
crazier.
Well,
I say both of them. You know, anybody who accepts the money to go ahead and look for a child to for sexual pleasure, I mean, that person's got to be sick in the head. I mean, and the person who's putting out the money is even worse. I mean, these things, I mean, it's out there. It's seriously out there. I mean, that's why as parents, I'm an uncle. You know, I'm an uncle, and trust me, I can repeat your sentiments exactly. Anybody does anything to either my niece, I mean, I'm ready to kill somebody. I'm going to have to go to jail. I'll be charged with murder, you know, but this kind of stuff does exist. I mean, it's a sick pattern, but it's out there, and people don't realize it. I mean, and you know, when these celebrities get caught doing it, all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, but yet ordinary Joes are doing it.
Okay,
it, and, you know, you just got to watch your children.
True.
Yeah.
Talk about watching children. Anitra, how old is your daughter?
Go ahead. And...
How old is your daughter?
18.
The legal age of consent in New York City to have sex is 17 years old. So is it okay for a man like our ages to come up to your daughter who's 18 right now?
No. It is not okay unless you would like me to castrate you.
There you go.
I'm not talking
I guess you got her answer.
That's right.
Okay, let me go to someone who's less angry. Sean, do you think it's okay for someone like our ages to go up to a young girl who's 17 years old, who's legal, technically speaking, to have
teenager.
Sexual sex?
At 17, even if she is legal, she is still a teenager. And that's the thing. Although you can say legally that this is what is the case and I won't go, quote unquote, I won't go to jail, there's a moral issue there. That this person is still probably in high school. This person is not even is a year away from being a legal adult. So if that's the case,
and
something
technically
is wrong
they're mi-
if you're going after somebody
minors.
At 17, because she's still legally, even though she's a teenager and not an adult yet, she is still a minor at the age of 17. So I have a huge problem with that.
Okay, in other countries,
you know what? There's a because it's okay. It's allowed in other countries. It's allowed in other countries. Oh, sorry for interrupting, but in other countries, that kind of stuff does happen where it's allowed. They give it the green light. Go ahead, Hot Rod.
At 16 years old. No, at 16 years old.
Look at Kylie and Tigger.
Yes.
It's one. It's a different society. It's a different type of values, and I would hope that there is a lot more involved in the explaining of certain things as time goes along with children growing up. But well, as we just stated before, at 17, you're still under an impressionable mind, although, yes, you are a lot more mature than, say, 13 or 14. And that doesn't really help out in as far as the explanation goes. You have to look at it from the sense that 17 years old is still a teenager. 17 years old is not adult. And
for those that think that that's okay based on the fact, well, it's legal to be 17, I kind of question where your morals are. But then again, I can't point the finger at somebody and wag a finger because everybody's going to live their life their own way. If you're going to be that person that's out there and you're going to be with that 17-year-old just because it's legal, hey, more power to you, I guess. I don't condone that. And everybody here that we're talking to doesn't condone that.
No.
Of course. There's some people that will fly to other countries.
But guys, there's something else that we failed to mention. What about Tigger and Kylie Jenner?
It's gross.
Well,
you should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, they was dating, but did they have
sex?
Of course they did. Come on.
There's almost a difference from this. I'm not saying that this makes any good, but when you're dealing with, you know, let's say teenagers, 16, 17, 17, 18, 15, 17, 15, 16, in the eyes of the public, that is a little more understandable because of the closeness in age.
Isn't he in his 20s?
Yeah, Tigger's like 20-something.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah.
He's in his late 20s, and she's 18.
Now.
18, 20, like the two-year marker, I get that.
Yeah, she turned 18.
I'm talking about a 6-7 year fucking difference here.
Yeah, that's completely different. That's a completely different story.
Yeah, that's a completely different story.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, way different. I mean, if you're in your mid to late twenties, and you're dating someone who's 16. I mean, from what I've seen about Tigger and Kylie is that he's 25 and she's just turned 18.
That's not okay.
Is it a big difference? Yeah.
Very big. Very big.
It's not. I mean, you're in your mid-20s. I mean, it's a very big difference.
Who allowed this to happen? Once again, guys, who allowed this to happen?
It's the parents.
And it's not like there aren't any tools for the parents to get that taken care of so that they can look more so at their children. You got to remember, the parents are celebrities. Here in cases what we're talking about, the children of celebrities, to get that same leeway. And they're looked at almost in the same light as their parents. Oh, there's a celebrity. Oh, Kylie Jenner. Oh, she's so hot. She's so this. She's so that. And people look at it from that sense of that they're still young. They're still 16, 17, 18 years old. They're still young.
Excuse me for being cruel and mean and all, but she's part of the Kardashians. What do you expect, man?
I understand that, but my point in being is that people that, as I say, worship celebrities
they're
going to look at it as the sense that, they're all celebrities. They should be able to do what they can because they can
do it. It's okay.
And that's the wrong thought process
because they're still young.
They're still kids.
And
they're still force-fed with all of this money and all this access to do whatever they want.
Yeah. What I said earlier, guys, is that celebrities are regular people. They're not, you know, they're not like angels and all of that.
But they're not treated as such.
No, they're regular people.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
They're treated as such.
Their feet can't touch the ground.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Are you guys done being frustrated about the situation?
Yeah, I'm good.
I think we've all vented enough.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's go on to the next topic. This is going to be a small talk, but I just love this because
I love when white people try and be black. It is like Anitra B. It just cracks me up all the time.
Really? I am sorry. No one could ever accuse me of that.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
I apologize. Anitra B. trying to be West Indian. But besides
well, Anitra,
that.
You keep it.
Oh,
Anitra
my
B.
goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Look like we have another
Shut
Rachel.
Up.
Oh, okay. Like I was saying,
right.
Look like we have another Rachel Dozy, whatever her name is.
Rachel Dolezal, yeah.
Dolezal, yes. Look like we have another one.
Dolezal, yeah.
This gentleman.
Oh, that dude.
Yes, Sean King is an author and a writer who is one of the leading voices
yeah, King.
Speaking
Sean
out
King.
Against police brutality on social media. He's a key figure in the Black Lives Matter. So, what's the problem? His people went through his records and his birth certificates saying that he has a white mother and a white father. He told everybody that he has an Irish mother and a black father. Similar to another story. So, what's the big deal, Sean, about this Sean King guy?
Well, the big deal about this is the fact that he, just like Rachel Dolezal, just was able to kind of parlay that race identity into something that helped get him into some sort of prominence within the African-American community and to help things going along. Like you just stated, he's part of the Black Lives Matter activism group that's trying to make sure that hate crimes against African Americans don't happen, and then there's counseling, and there's also that kind of thing. But the more interesting thing about it is, even with the race thing, is the main reason why he said he got into being an activist is because when he was in high school, he was a victim of a race crime in Kentucky in 1995, where he supposedly was jumped by quote unquote a bunch of rednecks end quote. Where he was stomped with steel-toed boots, he was beaten, they put him in the hospital, they did all of these things to him is what he's quoting. But there's got to be a but in there, because this is the type of topic that it is. Their police reports are saying that this was all made up to a degree. There's a police report that was brought up back in March 1st when the incident happened, which shows that a student got into a fight and beat up Sean King, claimed that he did so after King threatened his ex-girlfriend over a broken CD. Not necessarily over him being black and him being beaten by a bunch of rednecks. So the report is saying that he was attacked, he missed 18 months of school, he was left clinging to life, he was bloody with a couple of broken, he had his back broken, he had some ribs broken. And he also claims that his attack was the first registered hate crime ever in the state of Kentucky. Keep that in mind.
He sounds like he's full of it already.
You think? So the police report, the detective that actually went after this and tried to look into the situation, investigated the case and doubts the claims. Basically, he's saying that the injuries were looked at as, quote, minor. And all he had was an abrasion on his cheek and pain in his ribs and back. Nothing was broken, any of that stuff. Now,
okay, so...
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
So, wow. So, do we have a problem with this Sean King guy who's quote-unquote white doing a Black Lives Matter movement?
Once again... How about, can I give an opinion about this? How could I say this? You could be part of a movement. You could be part of a movement, and, you know, it doesn't matter what race you are, as long as you're part of the movement, but also, it's important to be real with who you are, whether you're black, whether you're white. I mean, you know, if you're part of a movement, it's, you know, you're a human being. There's no need for you to fake the race. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just weird. It's just all, it's just, you know, coming weird. I mean, this first Rachel Dolezal, now this Sean King. I mean, come on, people. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, lying and trying to. You could be down with the cause, but you don't have to fake your race. That doesn't mean that you have to change who you are because you're supporting something. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but people do it all the time.
You know?
That's why I don't get what the big deal is. Who cares? Like,
yeah.
Honestly, at the end of the day, who gives a damn? It's not affecting me.
Well,
it's not affecting. Who cares? People fake the funk all the time. When they go to work, they hide their tattoos. They speak a certain
exactly.
way. They their mannerisms mm-hmm. completely change. We do this
all the time. Yeah, but isn't that an oxymoron? I'm like, here I am. I'm a black guy, but you know what? Let me talk white because I am white. Let me
people
be white.
People do it all the time. People do it all the time. That's why I don't, like I said, there are certain things that I'm obviously not going to understand because I'm Caucasian, you know, that's a given. I don't see what the big deal is. Who cares? There's so many other important things out there to care about. Who cares what this guy is pretending what he is or isn't? He's doing good, you know, from what I understand, didn't he do his job right?
Oh, he's good. He's an activist.
Yeah, he's been getting a lot of
He's doing
attention.
A great job.
He's been doing a great job. But see,
why
the,
is it relevant? Who cares?
Here is in essence what the issue is, the underlying issue. The underlying issue with this whole thing is there are a lot of African Americans who see that they have issues within their own communities that
mm-hmm.
don't seem to get the help that they want or the opportunities that they want just because of their skin color, so that they feel that there are
based
lost opportunities
yeah.
within their race because somebody else outside of their race has taken an opportunity from them to do something, whether it's
Hopefully.
Good, bad, or indifferent. It's an inane insecurity within the African-American community where I'm not going to let you in because you're white. I'm not going to let you in because you're Asian. I'm not going to let you in because you're Jewish or whatever is the case. And there is nothing wrong, like Anitra just stated,
yeah.
as long as you're doing good, there's nothing wrong with it. It shouldn't matter what the skin color is.
I mean,
but,
it's silly.
And
granted,
it,
for him to
it
pretend
is, but
he's something
exactly.
else, it's
There is a
silly.
Groundswell movement among a lot of Caucasian men and Caucasians in general that feel, which is kind of odd in a way, from the sense that they don't like what their own race has been responsible for going back 400 or 500 years in reference to African Americans. So there are some individuals in the Caucasian world that are trying to move forward in the sense that I'm going to try to help as many African Americans as I can. Some of them to the point where they can't even stand their own skin
yeah.
color. So they identify much more so with African-American
oh, yeah.
culture, African-American music, African-American art, African-American comedies and movies and of that nature, and they want to absorb as much of it as possible. They feel that they have become that race. So they take that into their own personality, into the outside world, and then what ends up happening is they become that identity. And a lot of African-Americans
right.
take exception to that. Because it's almost as if you're taking an opportunity out of my hands to do what I should be able to do, and then when it is found out that Rachel Dolezal or Sean King is white, trying to perpetrate themselves as being not white, African-American, it kind of sullies progress that a lot of African-Americans have tried to make, helping their own race do certain things positively, and then that's where they start to get upset. So that's where a lot of that base comes from.
Hot Rod, what about you?
Yeah.
You know, and Sean.
Well, what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah.
What do I think? I mean,
yeah.
don't give a damn. I just don't care. It's like, okay, if you're black, white, you know, if just be who you are. If you love the, if you're a Caucasian person and you love the
like
black
said,
culture, you love the
more.
Spanish culture, go ahead. But to marry a black woman,
just
to have
to yourself,
to have quote unquote four kids,
just be yourself. I'm like, if other people have a problem with that, so what?
Exactly.
You know, people like Rachel, Sean King, I give them credit because they do more for the black community than actual black people themselves. A lot of people don't do talk to talk like Milton X. But they don't do anything about it. They get upset, but don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I did call out Milton X, but hey,
I
deal with him next Sunday.
See, as long as you are true
to
who you are, there should be no issue.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying. Yeah. And, you know, let me just second this, is that there has been many who grew up in the black community, who grew up in an environment where mostly everybody who they associate themselves with happens to be black. So, of course, they're going to absorb everything. They're going to absorb the culture. They're going to absorb the music. They're going to absorb that. And you know what? Hey, people are people, but just be true to who you are. I mean, whether you be black or white, it really doesn't matter. I mean, we're all human beings. Don't you guys agree?
You're right. And the same can be said in there have been African-Americans that have been looked at who have African-Americans that have grown up in privilege. Let's say they grew up in a great rural neighborhood. They had a great upbringing, great schooling, maybe went to private school, had a lot of Caucasian friends, had some African-American friends, had Asian-American friends. They grew up and they had a lot of diversity around them. And then when they leave that area and come into an area that is maybe more urban, that's like a public school setting or something of that nature where they come into the city, and there's that whole quotation of why is this black guy acting white? It's the same kind of thing. And if that's
exactly
all you're exposed to,
it's
that's
same
part
thing
of who you are. But that doesn't change who you are, and it doesn't make you trying to be somebody that you aren't. That's who you are internally. If that's who you are emotionally, that is you. And you take bits and pieces of what you learn from your environment, from your friends, from your upbringing, and you take that into the real world with you, and that becomes who you are, central to everything that you do in your life. And it shouldn't be an indictment of who you are or what your core beliefs are, because that's how you were brought up.
And you know what, Anitra? I'm so proud of you that you are true West Indian.
And it happened.
And you'll be the best West Indian girl that I know. God bless you.
See, guys, this is what I don't understand. The majority of my friends are black or West Indian, okay? It's always been that way since I was a kid. That's always been ratio. But I've never wanted to be anything else but the Italian chick you see in front of you. Like, I've always been very proud of my heritage. I've always been very, very proud that I'm Italian. You know, I never wanted, you know, I've embraced the culture and, you know, I know the food and I know the music.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never wanted to be, wanted to be myself.
Right.
I don't get the whole, you know, wanting to be someone you're not deal. I mean, I personally don't really care. You know, you can say you're purple and, you know, live on Mars, or I care, but, you know, I don't give a damn. But it just doesn't make any sense to me personally.
It sounds like you hit a soft spot there. Aww.
Not really.
Okay. All right. I have a promotion coming up soon. Let's talk about our last topic. Let's talk about topless ladies in Times Square.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Let's see how the audience perks up now.
Okay.
Business has picked up.
Have you guys seen? I haven't seen these ladies. I haven't been to Times Square in a while. Have you guys seen them?
I can actually say that I've actually interacted with one back in April when I was actually out in Manhattan I was going to buy my new phone. And when I was in Manhattan on the way to go to the place to get the phone, I had noticed there are women all walking around with body paint and tiaras, and I'm like, "What? Did I stroll into like some sort of a gypsy circus thing? Maybe they're doing a promotion?" And I'm like, "No, people are walking around pretty much naked,
with a thong, shoes, tiara, and maybe some a couple of bandages over the nipples. That's about it.
Thank
and
you.
I have to say the body paint is well done because it looks almost like the body paint that you see in the Sports Illustrated issues, almost. But I don't know when this trend started, why it started, other than obvious reasons.
It started from, number one, the Naked Cowboy. He started this whole trend up in Times Square. So, ladies and gentlemen, the ones that have not been to New York yet, if you ever go to Times Square, you will see a bunch of people in costumes, like Elmo, Dora, the Explorer, SpongeBob, and
Spider-Man, Batman.
Yes, you take pictures with them, and you have to give them a tip. Well, the latest trend right now is ladies in body paint, quote-unquote topless, walking around, Spanish women, or that little Latin woman, I should say, and you have to tip them, and you take pictures with them, because everybody wants to take pictures. But people are being outraged because more of these ladies are popping up, and, you know, Times Square is a quote-unquote family-friendly area. So
which is hard to believe from... 10 years ago, Times Square was nothing but smut and drug use and X-rated places and movies and everything else.
I have a confession, like I told Anisha B last night. I learned sex back then, back in Times Square. So, yes, I will never forget Times Square area. And damn Giuliani for cleaning Times Square up. So people are outraged that these ladies are popping up and they're saying... is like going back to the old Times Square wave. Do you think this is a freedom of speech, a freedom of expression, or this is not a good thing to show kids right now? Even though there are people that are taking pictures with their children, with these ladies.
Yeah, and I saw that when I was in Manhattan at the time that I first saw this. I mean, if you think about this, is going back to the 1992, I believe, where... the New York State's highest court had basically ruled it was discriminatory to bar women from going bare-chested when men are routinely allowed to do so. We remember hearing about that in the news, like, well, men can walk out in the street with their shirts off and nobody says a word, but if a woman is so much as walks around with a bra, then somebody's getting a ticket or a citation. Now, the question is this part of the First Amendment, which entails freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and that's going to always be the case. And we know that our esteemed mayor, Bill de Blasio, he's trying his best to get rid of this, but he doesn't know how to do it in a way that doesn't circumvent the First Amendment. So,
well, because technically what they're doing is not illegal. They're covered.
They have
a thong. They have on pasties. So they are covering, technically, they are covering what needs to be covered.
And they're not soliciting sex. They're not going out asking for a John. They're just standing out there asking for pictures. Oh, well, if you want to take pictures with us, it'll be a $5 tip or a $10 tip or whatever the price setup is. And then you take pictures with it. And as you said, Hot Rod, I have seen kids take pictures with the grandpa and the grandma, and the two naked ladies are standing there, and they all take the pictures. And the thought process is, well, you know what? This is just all New York City. It only happens in New York.
Okay, well, on that note, we have a new caller, and we have our sponsor on the air. Hello, dear.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you
doing? Who is this?
This is TJ.
Hey.
Hi.
You
hear Hi. And you are our first sponsor on the show. Feel free to tell us what you are promoting.
Well, I'm TJ, the owner of Glamorous Eye Candy. And what we do at Glamorous Eye Candy is that we have our own custom makeup line. So we have everything from lipsticks to eyeshadows, lip gloss, you know, even for people who just wear minimal makeup or full makeup, we have it all. We even have T-shirts, too.
T-shirts, wow.
Wow.
Okay, and you have a special deal or anything going on to tell our listeners out there?
Yeah, well, we do. Everything online is on sale now. It's great makeup at an affordable price. If you want to go to our virtual store, it's shop.glamoruseyecandy.com. And we're also on Facebook, under the same name, Glamorous Eye Candy, and on Instagram at Glam Candy, at Glam Eye Candy, and the number one on Instagram. So check us out.
And so what made you to start your own business of doing makeup and eyeliners, all that pretty stuff that Anitra B needs badly?
Right. Well, you know, I graduated from Sarah J. Hill in Brooklyn, so I was in the cosmetology course. And so always was a fan of hair and makeup and anything dealing with cosmetology. So I figured, hey, well, why not start my own makeup line? And so with a lot of hard work and determination, it happened. You know, finding a manufacturer, getting a logo together, you know, getting your, color palettes together and different things like that. I mean, these days it's great to be an entrepreneur.
Yes, indeed. You hear that, guys? Work hard.
Yes.
You never know.
Exactly.
But, do you have like a deal package overall, or they just buy any makeup they want? Like for someone like Anitra B, she's Caucasian. What do you recommend for her? Because trust me, she needs a lot of makeup half the time.
No. Well, our makeup caters to everyone. It doesn't matter, you know, all types of skin, you know, skin types, all cultures. So we have different colors that will suit any skin tone, you know.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. You have to cater to everybody.
Well, you do, and I will definitely be checking you out, checking your site out.
Yeah.
Even to us guys? Do you have makeup for us guys also?
Well, you do have some guys that wear makeup. We don't discriminate.
Yes,
but,
not Rod.
But you know what? We also do have a good facial cleansing set, and that's only $20. Guys and girls can use that because everyone wants flawless skin. So
yes, especially
guys
for guys like me that shave, I could probably use something like that as a moisturizer, perhaps.
You can. You would. You know, the moisturizer, the cleanser, the toner is not just for women. You know, you guys, you know, y'all want to look good for you girls. So, you know,
yes,
you can get your skin right, looking right. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so as a black guy, do you have any makeup that will make me look white?
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you get the wrong color, definitely will make you look brighter.
Okay, I could go for that. Maybe with that, if I look white, I might get a promotion for once. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
what's the name of your website again?
It's shop.glamouseyecandy. And it's glamorous spelled G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S.
iCandy.com.
Yeah. We'll try to plaster that all over the site for the show.
A lot of work. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, as an old school friend, I know you for like, 30 years right now, I'd be honored to put you on the show and promote your product on the show.
Aww.
Well, thank you so much. I feel the love.
Oh, no problem. Well, you know what?
Y'all definitely have a good show. I mean, the conversation on the show is definitely great. So,
thank you.
And I have a lot of people listening to your show, and you know, it was tagged on my Facebook page as well, so I definitely promote it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, y'all are funny. Well, I'm not even going to lie.
Of course we're funny. We're the best in the business.
Yes.
But
informative yet entertaining.
Yes, that's what she said. And she's
it's informative and entertainment.
Yes.
So it's good to hear both sides. You know, it's like, okay, well, I didn't think about it that way, so...
Okay, well, since we have you here right now, what is your thoughts on Jared the Subway guy?
That's not cool. It's really not. But, you see, it goes to show you can't judge a book by its cover. He's a good guy and this, that, and the third. But what I want to know is, why isn't it being blown up in the media how they did Bill Cosby? It's like it's there, but no one's really talking about it. It's like, what's going on with that?
I think he was a nobody.
Hmm.
Huh?
Because he was a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's
my
personal opinion. My personal
opinion
is the reason why Bill Cosby's situation was blown up the way it was is because of who he is. and won. This dude was a nobody.
Yeah, but he was. But he. It's not like you don't know who he is, and the fact that he was messing with children.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's just the lowest of the low, right there.
Yeah.
Like it's. I got the TBGBs now. Gross.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like
everybody's
skin
is gonna crawl over the rest of the show.
Oh my bad, but I just
But no, this is a situation that has to be addressed because he's not the only one. There's a lot of people, sick people out there that does that.
Yeah.
For example, there was a former Baltimore Raven cheerleader that got caught giving oral sex to a 15-year-old boy.
Mm-mm.
A Baltimore cheerleader. A cheerleader. Y'all,
right.
I want to do a cheerleader, you know.
Who was married to a millionaire.
Yeah, but
yes,
not like these teachers that you would be reading the newspaper. There was a past like maybe year or so. All these teachers that are getting caught having sex with their students.
And we all know about the Mary Kay Letourneau story from way back in the late 80s, early 90s. So.
Do we not go to bars anymore? Do we not socialize? Do we need to pick
people
in high school?
To the student's defense, as a young boy, if a teacher want to have sex with me, I'm going for it, okay? So
oh,
on the teenager, I understand that.
Oh, yeah, come on. That's every hot teenager, I mean, a hot teacher, that's every boy's fantasy. That's given. But still, you should know. It's
sure. But other than that, Ms. Chief, thank you so much for calling. And like I said, we will continue promoting your Eye Glamour Candy line. And we wish you the best of luck in your business and your future.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
No
problem.
Don't be a stranger. Don't have a problem. Call in. Yeah. We'd like to hear
you
what your
comments and questions
are.
Yeah, you know what? Y'all like one of the spectators. I'd definitely be sitting back and listening and cracking up and like, Great show, guys. Great
thank
show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
All right.
K-Dog, any final thoughts? K-Dog, any final thoughts?
As for final thoughts, well, I could say this. Is that? Yeah, you can hear me now?
Yes.
Could you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Final thoughts for the night. Well, as for Jared, I mean, this guy is just a sick and demented pervert. And as for the naked women in Times Square, I could say this. Let's not dirty up Times Square. Let's just keep it clean. You know, I'm not going to be hypocritical about it. And as a matter of fact, all I got to say, guys, is that it's a great show, and I'm glad you guys are covering all the topics. And have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, before we sign off and everything, Sean Black, I have a quick question to ask you.
Go on ahead.
What do you think about these nuts running for president?
You know, I think these nuts actually have a pretty good chance of getting the presidency.
It's like the ficus tree.
Yeah. And for people that don't know, there was a big poll, you know, the big election is going on right now. Which, even
did you say
like,
there
what,
was a big poll for these nuts? I mean.
Yes, there's a big poll for these nuts.
That's what she said.
Both of you have problems. I hope you know that.
Yes.
What? These nuts in your mouth. These nuts will be running in your mouth. What can I say? Well, other than that.
No. Right now, my boxer is in my mouth.
Well, you know what?
Wow.
I think we're going to end up getting more callers than shooters.
before I lose our mind, there's a poll going on between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and there was an independent party called These Nuts. And These Nuts got 9% on the poll. Hillary Clinton was like 41, Donald Trump was like 36, but everybody keep talking about the independent party, These Nuts, 9%. So he told me, there are people out there willing to vote, and the independent party was by a 15-year-old boy, let me tell you, that decided to run for president because anybody could run for president, and 9% is going for these nuts. Okay. Should we take this more seriously?
You know what? This conversation almost sounds like it was started by a couple of 13-year-olds in a playground just joking around.
They're saying, talk about these nuts. Well, yes,
exactly.
I think it's brilliant.
And people will
vote
for this poll. Exactly. People will vote for them just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
That's
a powerful point.
Well, it's just like a friend of mine during the last presidential election actually wrote in George Jefferson. Is like, look, that's who I'm going to vote for is George Jefferson. He's got as good a chance to win the presidency as anyone else. So there are a lot of people that actually do that, but the fact that these nuts is getting that kind of groundswell, this is crazy.
Well, and as of course, Donald Trump is still leading in the poll, Sean Black. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's the crazier part. But
because
you know we're still some ways away from an actual vote, an actual election. So we'll find out how this goes as we head into next year. I mean, we know this year anything can happen between now and December. It's between January and next November. Then we'll find out what's going on.
Okay. On that note, Anisha B, any final thoughts about these nuts? I mean,
look,
about anything.
Oh, boy.
I was choked on my popcorn. Stop doing it.
That ain't the first time you choke on something, but other than that.
Shut up.
You could tell it's a Friday night. We've all lost our minds.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
Josh,
it's a long week.
You know, any time now, Anisha B?
Actually, my final thought is I wanted to thank you guys for this experience with the radio show. This is my first time. Never done anything like this. I was not a broadcast major, you know. And that's it. I wanted to say thank you for this experience. I'm having a blast.
Ah, no problem. We thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. But I'm not going to say thank you. And to you, Sean Black, any final thoughts?
My final thoughts, as I stated before, I'm going to state it again. When you
that
worship.
That rotten ass. We all know this already.
other than that, if you worship at the altar of celebrity, you're going to end up praising a false god. Plain and simple.
Very true. And so, once again, ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, we're doing a show tonight. Excuse me. I got something
so
in my mouth.
Up and emotional, huh?
Oh, yes, you know. And it should be God to me, you know, what can I say? But other than that, we are not doing a show this weekend. That's why we're doing it tonight due to prior engagement. We will hopefully we'll be back on September 6th. September 6th, Labor Day weekend. If we're not too drunk from our previous parties. We have so much events going on, folks, but we're still committed to do the show the best way we can. And other than that, I need to be these nuts are in your mouth. Thank you so much, guys, for calling in. Thank you guys for tuning in. And Sean Black, these nuts are in your mouth as well.
Of course.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah, we all knew that was coming. Oh!
Oh, here we go. Have a D-nuts type of night. But
of course. And, of course, as always, the pleasure
was all yours. With these nuts. Oh, here we go. Good night, guys. See you next time.
Yes.
Good night, guys.